It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And it's Friday afternoon. That means it's time to visit with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how's it going today?
It's going well. The sun is shining. Makes me happy.
It is, and I understand you're headed over to campus for a bike event, so you've got some pretty nice weather for that bike event for sure.
Yeah, we picked the right date for it. This is actually an event being hosted by the Bicycle Alliance at Chapel Hill, or Bike Chapel Hill, and it's really just an opportunity for folks to come out on a social ride around the campus and both Carrboro and Chapel Hill and Carrboro, especially as a way to encourage people who are new to campus or returning to campus, like students and staff at the university, to just learn how to get around town on a bike, maybe take up a new commuting routine.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do that once you've done it one time, and it's easier to do it the first time with a group of people. So definitely a great event to get more people out there using bikes as a form of transportation around our area. I do have to ask, because you're going to campus, unfortunately, we're back to this conversation again where we had an incident with a gun on campus. We had an ensuing lockdown that affected the campus community greatly and the surrounding Chapel Hill and Carrboro community as well. And I just wonder, maybe from a personal perspective, as you're set to ride over there onto campus to start this event, does it feel like your relationship with campus has changed based on the last few weeks with these lockdowns and kind of the stress and trauma surrounding them?
Well, when I saw that most recent alert come through, felt this pit in my stomach immediately, and I wasn't even on campus. I can't imagine that how folks who were working and studying on campus when those sirens went off were feeling, especially so soon after the previous tragedy. I don't think that it's changed my sense of connection to campus. I spend a lot of time, you know, going to events on campus and meeting with people in downtown Chapel Hill and just being part of the community like all of us are here in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. We're all very much intertwined with the life of UNC's campus. I think it's added frustration, especially given that we had just had a group of students go down to Raleigh to demonstrate at the legislature to impress upon them the importance of enacting just some common sense gun reform legislation, which of course they will not do. And then to see the Speaker of the House himself, one of the people who rejects any kind of common sense reform, essentially mocking the students and then later suggesting we should just arm everybody, which is, you know, an absurd and ridiculous and dangerous idea. So it's, I would say, mostly anger rather than sadness.
Definitely understandable. It was, you know, the circumstance here in the newsroom was when it happened a couple of weeks ago, it was really kind of rolling with what was happening, sorting out which news was coming where, what things were being affected. And then it felt like really disgustingly like routine this week, where it's like, okay, we know what's going to happen next. We know what these next steps are like. We know, you know, where in the community we're going to need to talk to people and kind of keep a lookout on. And that's, it's terrible to kind of feel that way. Like everybody in the community now has been through it twice in a way where you know what to expect in some ways, and that's, for lack of a better word, unacceptable.
Yeah, and it's especially sad to be telling oneself and telling each other that, oh, you know, it could have been worse. Well, it's bad enough, and we don't want it to be worse.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and the town council did have a meeting earlier this week, and I saw that there were a couple of items on that agenda around connectivity and sort of traffic flow through Carrboro. Can you tell us what those conversations were like?
Yeah, this was a work session of the council, which is just one of our second week of the month. We spend time discussing one or two topics in detail. We were really specifically discussing this time around the town's what's called our connector roads policy and our street connectivity requirements, as well as the process that our town has in place for what are called residential traffic calming requests. There have been questions over the years, especially as new development happens in the town that abuts up against existing residential neighborhoods, about the town's requirement that new roads connect to existing roads. And so this was an opportunity for the council to reflect on some of those conversations, to, I think what I heard was, you know, really reaffirm our commitment to the principles of the importance of having an interconnected network of streets to build out those connections in a way that creates a dispersed network so that we are managing traffic responsibly. But really just to offer some ideas to staff about how we might tighten up that policy, make it a little more clear, make it provide a little general, more thorough description of its rationale and so on. But we also talked about, as I mentioned, residential traffic calming. There are a lot of spots in town where, especially where roads are older and maybe designed to an older standard, where, as folks know, it can feel downright uncomfortable or dangerous to be a pedestrian or a cyclist on those roads. Due to speeding or people running stoplights and so on. So we had an additional conversation about how to simplify the process for residents to request traffic calming measures be installed in their neighborhoods. These can be things like speed humps and those kind of things to slow down traffic. And also just to do a more overall system-wide assessment of our streets to identify where those more stressful areas or dangerous areas are, so that the town could be more proactive in addressing them rather than waiting on residents to report them.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, talking about some work at the work session for the town council earlier in the week, and lots more ahead for the town council as we get deeper into the fall. Also, a lot ahead for the community as we get deeper into the fall. We've got some events coming up. I wonder, I've got my eye kind of on the music festival and the West End Poetry Festival coming up in October. Anything you've got your eye on in the more immediate future?
Yeah, a couple things. I will just echo, again, your excitement about the music festival. The Carrboro Music Festival will be on October 1st, which is a Sunday. And actually, this week, the town announced the lineup for the festival. It's going to feature 100 different performances or bands, which is just going to be fantastic. There is an app if people want to start planning their itinerary for the day for the Carrboro Music Festival. So go to the town's website and check that out at carrboronc.gov. On another topic, I just today proclaimed Hispanic Heritage Month in Carrboro as it's a national observance, encourage folks to look out for opportunities to celebrate Hispanic heritage. There are some big fiestas happening really throughout the Triangle, including this weekend, one in Siler City and another in Raleigh, which are annual events that are always a lot of fun. We talked earlier in the segment about this bike event I'm going to in a couple minutes here. The Recyclery, which is a local nonprofit that fixes up old bikes and makes them available for purchase or donation, is having their annual bike sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. over at their shop on Graham Street in Chapel Hill. It's especially a great opportunity for folks who would like to get hold of a bike but maybe have trouble affording a new bike or affording a bike at all. So get there at 10 a.m. I think they're going to be open until supplies last. So it's a really great opportunity to, again, start a new habit and get on a bicycle.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, thanks a lot for making time on a Friday afternoon, and have fun and be safe out there on your bike this afternoon.
Thanks. Talk to you next Friday.